Naomi's here. On page 44, in strides the great dermatologist to reveal that Godfrey Emsworth has merely a benign skin complaint, a deus ex machina, surely.
A literary device of long and stainless pedigree.
Even so, were I a critic, I should say you skim rather lightly over the explanation of your deductive thesis.
If I do that, it's because there's no more to be said.
Your readers expect it.
Your readers, John?
Precisely, Mrs. Watson. My readers do not yet exist. What putative expectations, Doctor, would you have me satisfy?
You could have made more play of your other theories.
My dear fellow, there was no credible alternative.
It's possible Godfrey Emsworth could have been in hiding for a crime.
But in that case, what crime? And why would the family not have sent him away, as they claim?
That voyage round the world would have been quite the thing.
Very well, but the madness theory.
Well, it's more plausible, yes. There was the presence of Mr. Kent as a sort of keeper.
And he did keep the lodge door locked.
But no superintendent of the insane would be so lax as to allow his charge to get loose like that to come down at night to have a look at his friend.
And so you are left with the theory of disease.
Of a kind for which the authorities would enforce segregation.
I would have been helped enormously had Mr. Dodd been able to tell me what was the paper he saw Kent reading, or the Lancet, say, or the British Medical Journal, would have been conclusive.
Well, I should have said leprosy from the moment Mr. Dodd mentioned the whiteness.
Quite so, Doctor. The indications of the bleached skin, however, were enough to alert even me, and I confirmed my suspicion immediately upon my arrival at Tuxbury Old Park.
A pantomime with your hat.
Yes, there was a strong smell of disinfectant. It came from the gloves old Ralph had just taken off.
What, to avoid contagion, you mean?
Certainly. It was quite unnecessary, of course, as Sir James was at once able to confirm.
And shall you publish your narrative, Mr. Holmes?
I think not. I am compelled to admit, having taken the pen into my own hand, as never before, I am a great admirer of my Watson.
So am I, Mr. Holmes.
In The Blanched Soldier, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Hannah Gordon as Mrs. Watson and Robert Glenister as James Dodd. Colonel Emsworth was played by Derek Waring, his butler Ralph by John Woodnut, Mr. Kent by Gordon Reed, Sir James Saunders by Gerald James, Godfrey Emsworth by Nicholas Bolton, Lance Corporal Simpson by Tom Bevan, Trooper Anderson by Peter Kenny, The Leper by Don McCorkindale, and Monsieur Jules Gervais by Olivier Pierre. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Blanched Soldier was dramatized for radio by Roger Daines and directed